Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 14th, 236, and here are the latest AI updates. Bundesrat demands wider AI surveillance. US blocks Fable and Mythos. Count Anything improves visual counting. Gemini SQL2 translates language to SQL. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. The Bundesrat wants broader automated data matching and a centralized role for federal agencies in digital investigations. It demands stronger rules than the government's draft, arguing the proposed paragraph linking analyses to preventive police platforms is too vague and would often block AI tools in prosecutions. States want the federal police, the BKA, to be able to issue quick freeze orders to lock telecommunications data even when the responsible state authority is known but not yet permitted to collect it, and want the BFV to have the same authority. The internet industry warns this could turn the open web into a state search space and calls for narrow, proportionate safeguards. Anthropic shut down Fable 5 and Mythos 5 after a U.S. export control directive received on the 12th of June, 2026, barred foreign nationals from accessing them. Other Claude models are unaffected. The government cited national security concerns without technical detail and flagged a verbal method to jailbreak Fable 5. Anthropic calls this a misunderstanding, saying the technique asks a model to read code and fix bugs, and revealed known flaws also present in other models. It points to layered defenses, 30-day data retention, and classifier filters. The move follows a supply chain risk designation by the Department of Defense in early March 2026 that Anthropic will contest.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Count Anything is a new AI that counts and marks objects across many image types, from satellite photos to medical and microscope images. It combines two complementary counters. One draws boxes around large, clear objects. The other places points on small, dense targets, then merges predictions so objects are not double counted. Built on Meta's SAM3 and trained on Clock, a dataset of around 220,000 images, 619 categories, and 15 million annotated objects. It reduces errors compared with several prior systems, averaging about 9 missed or extra items per category. Limitations include ambiguous terms and extreme crowding. Code is on GitHub.
Gemini SQL2, built on Gemini 3.1 Pro, translates natural language into executable SQL queries. On the Bird benchmark, it achieves an execution accuracy of 80.04%, placing it first. For comparison, GPT-5.5x High scores about 72.8%, and Claude Opus 4.6 around 70.9%, with models from Databricks, AWS, Tencent, and Alibaba notably lower. Google research highlights that converting plain language into correct SQL is difficult because datasets are layered and business logic is complex. The produced queries reportedly run successfully, and Google says better SQL understanding could improve its data services. No release date or paper has been announced.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.